from side to side.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, syndicated coast to coast, border to border. The website's rinfowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, look, I want to run through the phone calls of those who have been holding the longest at 877-590-5525 or locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. And then Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the ultimate patsy, confesses. And then later, some really scary news about what the smallpox inoculation's causing. Rare infections, rare autoimmune problems. We'll break it down and go over it, and then dovetail that with the HPV human papilloma live cancer virus inoculation that the legislature's moving against the governor to block him trying to shice the public and shill the public and claim that you have to take it by law. That is a complete fraud. We'll be detailing part two of that, and if you're listening in Virginia or Ohio or New York or California right now, this affects you because they've lobbied in all 50 states, and last time I checked, 20-plus governors are moving to try to force young girls to take this experimental vaccine for Merck, the same people that brought you Vioxx and are trying to get themselves out of the hole with this new $900 vaccine. That's how much it is, $900-plus for the three shots in the three-round regimen. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's see who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. Mark, thank you so much for holding. You're on the air.
God bless, brother. Listen, I think I want to clarify. I heard you say God helps those who help themselves, which is a proper popular proverb. I believe it's in 2 Timothy. It is written, the grace of God has appeared to all men, and it teaches us to say no to ungodly and worldly passions and to live upright, holy lives. The way you put it kind of puts it backwards. Really trying to get at is that God gives us the power to do what is right, and he rightly expects us to use it.
But that's all the chicken, you know, before
yeah,
the egg.
It
doesn't matter. The point is, if you're living for God, you're going to be fighting evil, not sitting in the church having, you know, giant hairsprayed hair and long fingernails talking about Mercedes.
Yeah, one other thing I thought, if you don't mind, I heard it by one of your sponsors say, basically, the King James Version of, I believe it's 2 Peter 2:15, no prophecy is a private interpretation. When I hear people use that, my alarm bells go off, because when you look at the Greek or other translations, what it's really saying is that the prophet is not the agent of bringing things about. It is God who speaks through the prophet who brings things about. And they have a legitimate point.
But listen, that's a sponsor. I have nothing to do. Listen.
Oh, I'm not faulting you.
I'm not knocking sponsors, and I'm not promoting sponsors, and I appreciate your call. If you hear me endorsing something, I'm endorsing it. Okay? I couldn't endorse sponsors that I don't know about because I haven't investigated it. Okay, and this is not a religious show. I'm not ashamed of the fact I'm a Christian. I try to lead my life that way. But there's so many theological programs and how many angels dance on the head of a pin and the rest of it. I know the New World Order are a bunch of sick occultists. I know the elite know the devil's real, and for all you atheists and agnostics out there, you just haven't researched. So there is a fight between good and evil, and you can count me in with the good guys. I'm certainly trying to be a good guy. And remember, I don't claim to be some holier-than-thou person either, folks. I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life either. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to TJ in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing today, Alex?
Good.
I was getting a call. I had two quick comments. One was during your weekday show, I hear you talking a lot about your new film.
Yes, Endgame.
I totally believe that you should be the narrator for it. You shouldn't get someone outside to do it.
Well, speak of the devil, I was just up here talking to one of the ladies that does voiceovers for the station. I'm in a big complex of stations here, and I think I'm going to have a couple voices in it. I think we're going to have a woman's voice, maybe even the lady that works up here doing the quotes in the film. And, yeah, when I said that I was going to have another male narrator narrate it, I probably got 200 emails saying don't do it.
That should be you. Your compassion and, you know, your conviction on your issues comes through like that. That's what part makes your films, how good they are.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to make them better.
So, and then the other comment is about the supposed confession we have.
Oh, yes.
If I strapped you down and imprisoned you for 4 years and tortured you, I could get you to tell me 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, here's the deal. If somebody had my children and said they were going to torture them, I would say whatever they wanted. And no one holds up to torture. And, look, it's a fundamental, and I appreciate you holding to tell us that. It's a good point. It's a fundamental, okay? If they captured Adolf Hitler at the end of 1945 instead of him committing suicide in that bunker with cyanide and a Luger, 9mm to the temple, I would have expected him to have a fair trial. Not because I like Hitler, but because you have to give everybody a fair trial and because you have to see what the state really had. A lot of times things we hear aren't true. They have to have a chance for a defense and a prosecution, and you're guilty until proven innocent. That's what America's all about. That's what the Magna Carta in 1215 was all about. It's what Mount Sinai was all about. This is 3,000 years old. This is what we fought for. This is not Napoleonic, guilty until proven innocent. Because if the state's got the proof, they need to put it down on the table. But they push through pop culture and the media to tell you, oh no, it's a new age. We can't have due process anymore. And I remember in late 2001, just a few months after 9/11, it's in my film Road to Tyranny, the Washington Post had the CIA section chief in it back when they were riding high in high cotton after the government had staged those attacks, going, yeah, we're torturing people. We even take their family members, wives and children, and, quote, pressure them in front of them. And I put that in the film. I made a big deal of it back in 2002 when I made 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It was out in February 2002, the first 9/11 film. I've made four total since to cover it. It's such a big subject. Latest is Terror Storm. Oh, it's open and shut. We have their own documents planning the attacks. There's criminal elements of the military-industrial complex. So again, who have all the motives, and you look at who has the motive, and magically they're behind it. That's the way crime investigation works, why you normally go after those that qui bono, Latin for who benefits. So, how did I digress off into that? Oh, yeah. So they said they're torturing children. Well, as if that wasn't enough, Alberto Gonzalez, while he was chief White House counsel in 2002 and 2003, wrote 3 memos. And John Yoo, his deputy, wrote 6 memos. And in those 9 memos, they say that we can torture people to death. We can use it in secret trials. We can use that evidence against them, and we can torture children. And they said, we're giving an example to the military to take pliers and put them on the genitals of small children and crush them in front of their parents. Now, I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that, folks. It's what the criminal attorney general wrote, okay? He's now attorney general, and look at all the other trouble he's into. And I mean, you know, John Yoo, not born in this country, Gonzalez, you know, not really of this nation. He's a member of Mecha and La Raza, folks. He's anti-U.S., I mean, I'd be against an attorney general who was a member of the Klan. I'm against Alberto Gonzalez. Mecha calls for killing all whites. I don't know how he's allowed to do this. Don't believe me? Just type Alberto Gonzalez Mecha into Google. You'll get mainstream news. But it's regardless of all of that, this is what's being carried out. This is what's happening. And John Yoo has been at UT, he's been at other universities, and has been asked about the child torturing, it's really sexual torture, and he said, yes, the president has the power to order that. Does the president have the power to barbecue children on the White House lawn, whether it's Bill Clinton or George Bush? I don't care. No, they don't. So, number one, you can't torture somebody, and you can't have secret arrest and 4 years in a black hole and then believe any confession. That's just on its face. We'll explain this, okay? When Stalin did it and Hitler did it, it wasn't acceptable. It's not acceptable now, okay? When the Vietnamese did it to our troops in Vietnam, when the North Koreans did it to our troops in Korea War, it was not acceptable, and it's not acceptable now. Do you understand? You scum. We'll be right back.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I gotta have time to go over Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And I also want to get into that other vaccine news. What happens to people that take the smallpox shot in some cases? But let's just blitz through your calls. Folks, be ready because I'm moving to the next person quick. I want to get to everybody. Let's talk to Matt in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
You've been on fire all week. You've been listening all week. It's been a great week for you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, no problem. I have an InfoWar alert. I just wanted to let all the truthers know that Ashcroft is coming to Syracuse University on the 27th. and we need to get up there, and everybody needs to have the truth or signs, and we need to protest that. I'm going to try myself to get up there if at all possible.
And everywhere these creatures go, they need to be confronted.
Absolutely, and I hadn't heard that anybody had announced that. If anybody wants to know where, they can go to the Syracuse website and they can find out where, and it will be on the 27th.
Fantastic. What do you think of the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed confession?
I've read the Prison Planet story this week, and I think it's pretty amazing. I thought Paul did a great job with that story, and it's unbelievable. You know, I took your advice, and I started a website, and it's been just completely satisfying and uplifting.
Oh, good. What's the website? Plug it.
It's thetruthmovement.net.
Oh, that's an awesome name.
Yeah, the Truth Movement Network. So we're online, and I appreciate everything, Alex. Keep up the good fight.
Well done. All right. I love to hear it. Got to entertain the guys in the control room with a little emperor on the side. All right. Let's go ahead and take another call. This new phone system shows me how long they've been holding, so I tend to, like, loiter looking at it, decide who to go to first. Let's go to Scott in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for exposing the corruption, and hey, don't quit.
I won't quit until I die, but go ahead.
All right. Hey, I wonder if I woke up from one dream only to find myself in another dream, and that's... And that's why I got to check everything, including you. I'm a big follower of the show.
But, you know, we encourage you to check out what we say and what we cover.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing. And with regard to libertarianism, you have said I'm a libertarian. I heard you say that on the air, so I really got into it. And Doublethink.
Didn't you call a few weeks? Hold on. You called a few weeks ago with the same comment.
Oh,
right?
Last Sunday.
Well, go ahead and make your point.
Well, the point is that you say, no, I'm a constitutionalist, but I've looked up constitutionalism and I've looked up libertarianism, and they are opposites. And I can go down the points. NAFTA, libertarians are for NAFTA. Constitutional Party is against NAFTA. Libertarians are for GATT. Constitutional Party is against GATT.
Let me stop you for just a second. I know the founder of the Constitution Party, okay, and he will tell you he's a libertarian. His name's Aaron Russo. Okay, I happen to be friends with Congressman Ron Paul, now running for president, a front runner in many polls, but he's an underdog, a dark horse. He is the libertarian leader in this country, ran as a libertarian, got in the 70s, got kicked out, re-ran as a Republican, but he'll tell you he's a libertarian. He was against NAFTA and GATT, and he'll tell you he's a libertarian. There are 50 brands on the spectrum of libertarianism, and you're getting into extreme, almost anarchical libertarianism. I'm a constitutionalist, sir, and that weds perfectly with the libertarian ideas. So you're oversimplifying this.
Well, if you go to Wikipedia and look up libertarianism, it's going to say these things. It's going to
let me encourage you to do something, sir. Number one, I'd like you to focus on the news we cover, and you can focus on libertarian all day if you'd like, but it's not all about Alex Jones either. And so once the show starts getting into, I'm kind of missing what you're saying. Are you saying I'm being deceptive about my views, or I don't know who I am, or what's the point of all this?
Okay, if I succeed, if I get what I am here to accomplish, you will say, you know, Alex Jones will say, okay, I'm a constitutionalist, and Alex Jones will stop saying he is a libertarian.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. I have said 100 times on air, sir, and I told you this last week, that you can't put me in a box. Call me a truther, call me a patriot, call me a constitutionalist, a libertarian. We're all... basically agree on most of the basics, and people call themselves different things, okay? I'm sure you can go listen to some tape and hear me go, yeah, I'm basically a libertarian. And then I can explain to you that there are different types of libertarians. Well, just type different type of libertarians into Google. You'll see hundreds of articles and big debates about it. I'm telling you, there's a whole debate here, sir. It's like, what type of Republican are you, or what kind of Democrat are you? There's different types, and you're not hearing what I'm saying. And you've called 2 weeks in a row, and I'm happy to talk to you, but I'm frustrated because maybe I'm inarticulate or something. Okay? Ron Paul is a libertarian. He's against NAFTA and GATT and open borders. There are some libertarians who believe we should have totally open borders and all the rest of it. Oh, man. It makes your head spin sometimes. Let us now go ahead and talk to Billy in New Jersey. Billy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Billy.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. By the way, I'm 18 and in high school, by the way, junior.
Okay, great. Great to have you listening.
I had a question. It was about our school system. In our progress report, it's stating that it's starting to construct a new security system in which we're going to have to wear ID cards and use them to slip into everything, like slot machines and everything.
Yeah, and then they'll track what you buy and what you do, and then if your parents don't put enough money on there, the CPS will come and claim you're not being fed right. And let me break this down for you. It's illegal. It's been thrown out all over the country. It's a violation of your privacy. But it doesn't matter how many schools throw it out. They come in with federal grants, and then they put in a system called the Raptor system. Westlake outside Austin put it in, and it's hooked into the Travis County and the federal criminal databases. Your grades, your tardies are all in there, opening criminal files on you. It makes parents wear badges when they come to the school. It totally controls you. It's training your children that your parents have to show IDs to get you, that the state owns the children. Even the high schools have these. And it's all about getting you in the system. If the government can't get you on welfare or into the criminal justice system, they're going to really press to try to get you into a financial bankruptcy. Everything is about enslaving you, and I can't believe Westlake parents and parents in Arkansas and parents in Ohio allow them to do this. And again, statistically, school teachers, administrators, truancy officers, CPS workers have a higher level of child abuse and child molestation. That's because that's where smart child molesters go to get jobs. So what's to protect the kids in the schools from the teachers? And I'm not saying you're bad if you're a teacher out there. I'm saying statistically, you got a lot of perverts trying to join up, just like I'm not saying all scout leaders are bad. I'm sure my children will want to be in the scouts, and they're getting up to that age. I'll probably have to go join because I won't let them be in there unless I'm watching. So that doesn't mean I'd be like that or that 95% are. But statistically, there's more perverts in the scouts. Because that's where you go. Why do you go to fish in the ocean? It's where the fish are. Where do the perverts go? Where the kids are. This has nothing to do, zero, with keeping children safe. It's about training you to be a prisoner with barbed wire fences and police searches. Anyone that has their children in a government training camp is insane. And that's why you've gone from 1 million homeschoolers 6-7 years ago to over 4 million homeschoolers a year, and that's growing, and that's why they're trying to ban homeschooling. Hey, state, you don't own the children. You don't own the population, and you're not going to get away with it anymore. Take on. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. You want to come back and talk about it? You know what? You go with that ID card. You tell the other kids to say no to it. And you can ever. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared.
Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
To you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Look, I'll tell you what these ID cards are about. They're about training the children that the parents are slaves and have to show ID to get into the prison camp, but you've got to have one. They're making 80-year-old women show IDs to get beer now. It's happening all over the planet. And it's also about you can't come into school and see the kind of brainwashing your kids are going through. These are federally funded and controlled schools. They're not local. They're not independent. I've had the number two former head of the Department of Education, Charlotte Isherby. You know, big elite East Coast family from Connecticut, dad with skull and bones, everything. A big Republican. And they were in there, and the whole thing was about brainwashing the children. She has the document. She put it in a book. Okay, I got to finish up with this caller, and I got to get into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and then we'll get into all the other calls. But let's go back to Billy in New Jersey. I went into a rant there, Billy. Just finish up. They're telling you you're going to get ID cards. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they're saying that we're going to have to swap it for everything for this new security system. And, I mean, sometimes during periods, we can't even go out in the hall without having a pass or the show ID or et cetera. And, I mean, ever since our former principal passed away, it's becoming so Big Brother now. And now we have a
problem. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Checkpoints inside the school. And, hell, all over the country, they're putting cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, that's 1984. Yes. See, if they can get away with something as extreme as putting a camera in the bathroom. At literally hundreds and hundreds of school districts and making parents scan to get into the schools and all of this, what else can they get away with? See, they're setting the precedent that the state is God, you're the slave, but illegal aliens, when they're arrested, they don't have to show ID or they're left alone and not arrested. Anything else?
Yeah, well, I want to talk about two other things, but coming off of that subject, we have this new project in my physics class. It's about global warming. But all the sources are giving to us, and hold on, I'm going to check. They're from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Who's saying it's all real, yeah.
Yeah, most of the sources are saying all about them, because we can't use any outside sources. And
well, that's because the government wants you to pay a global tax. So they're going to tell you that humans are causing the global warming. It's a total lie.
I know, and I don't know how to go against it with all other sources because that's not allowed. I don't know how to speak about, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You go to PrisonPlanet.com and you watch the Channel 4 international 90-minute program, Global Warming, you know, the Great Global Warming Swindle is the name of the program. We got to leave it right there because I wanted to get Trey in there in the control room. During the break, he was telling the story of how they got ID cards years ago. He's just now getting out of college at UT, graduating this year. But, you know, I guess 4 years ago or so in high school, they put these things in. And, Trey, what was your take on it?
My whole issue was what teacher doesn't know her students in her classroom? They said it was for your safety because people came in off the street and they didn't know who someone was. And every teacher,
so Al-Qaeda wouldn't get you?
I mean, every teacher knows every single one of her students who are in her classroom. She doesn't need an ID hanging around their neck to tell them that that's a student and that they go there.
But again, do you understand that statistically you're going to have more child abusers and perverts working in the school system than you have even on the streets?
It's only logic. It's only logic.
So, but let's make it secret so they can do whatever they want. Have you heard about these anti-terror drills all over the country where they make the children use trash cans to use the bathroom in the classes? Have you heard about how they do these drills where they put guns to the kids' heads unannounced and they soil themselves, traumatizing elementary school students all over the country?
I've been through drug searches, room searches. I mean, they take your bag.
It's a shakedown. It's training you to go into prison.
You know.
It's training you how to be a prisoner. And here in the land of the cowards, home of the slaves, we allow our children to be put through this. It's a load of bull.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I even heard them commenting as they went through my bags and just making fun of what maybe the CDs I would have in there. And it was just dehumanizing.
No, it's jail guards.
To have somebody just sift through all your personal items when you've done nothing wrong and they have no evidence.
Well, take the state of Texas whole youth commission, the big scandal they're in, raping the kids.
I was in honors classes, and they still came in there and raided our classes. And, honors physics.
Which indoctrination camp did you go to?
Well, this is just out of the Alding District in Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking to us about that. Let me now elaborate on that. I guess it was Wednesday night. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, it was Wednesday night. I had the distinct pleasure of pulling up to my office, and there is one of my employees standing there with four squad cars around him being put in handcuffs. And so I stop my car, and I walk up, and I say, "What's going on?" And a couple of cops are already putting their hands on their, you know, weapons because, you know, citizens walking up. We're devils, folks. But this senior black cop who was an officer, I think it was a sergeant something, said, "Hey, Alex Jones, how you doing, man? Blah, blah, blah. What's going on? We pulled this guy over, and he pulled over in this parking lot. And he was trying to, the lady, it's always a lady cop. I don't know why everybody has trouble with them. I have trouble. Everybody I know, it's trouble with them. I'm not knocking women at large, but I think women who want to be cops are women who've got something to prove. Not all women cops, but some of them. I mean, some screw looses or something's going on. And his license was expired. Remember the lady outside Austin a few years ago, big national news, got arrested for no seatbelt on herself in her own neighborhood. She stopped at the communal mailbox and got her mail and didn't put it on, and the cop pulled her over and just took her to jail. Now they do that routinely. Remember, they said they never would. And they're taking him to jail, and they're loading him in, and I guess she took it personal because she was Hispanic. I would have asked this of a black cop, a white cop, a purple cop, a green cop, a pink polka-dotted cop. I said, "Let me guess, if he was an illegal alien, he wouldn't be going to jail." And she kind of went, "I'm not going to talk to you," and drove off and left with my employee in the back, because it was South by Southwest. Took him like a day to get out. That's how crazy it was. And then I talked to the white cop and the black cop who were there, and another supervisor shows up, and they're all fans of the show. And they're going, "Yeah, it's horrible, but yeah, we're told that we'll get written up if we've taken an illegal alien to jail for not having an ID. Besides, if you do, the judges just let them off. And we've been told just leave them alone. And we've been told to accept Mexican driver's license and consul matriculas that aren't even driver's license." Of course, I already knew all that. It's been in the news. Let me give you a little news flash, folks. I told you 4 years ago, because I was sitting in a Bank of America there to set up a bank account, and there are illegal aliens all over the place, and I'm watching them because I'm waiting for service for like an hour. They got like the two desker for the illegal aliens. Literally, that's their main business. And I'm sitting there, and I notice they're never given IDs. They're never showing paperwork. They're just being given bank accounts because I'm sitting 5 feet from them. And I asked the guy when he set my bank account up, and he goes, "Well, different circumstances, I can't really talk about it." And then one time, one of my friends just had a couple credit problems, and they weren't wanting to give him an account. And I went in and called the manager up and said, I remember you giving illegals this. You better give him one. But now it comes out, yeah, no ID of any type. They give you bank accounts. Then you get a tax ID number, then housing loans, car loans, welfare. This is the point, folks. We're the right whale. Americans, black, white, Hispanic, we're the right whale. You go, what does that mean? The right whale was a slow, happy, sweet, fat whale with a lot of whale oil, and that's what was called the right whale. It's the one you wanted to find and kill. Sperm whales would fight you. Blue whales would dive. It was hard to get them into the boat. The right whale. We're the fat, dumb cattle to be fed on. We're like a goonie bird or something, a dodo bird. That's why they're extinct. No feathers. The sailors got off the ships. They were easy to catch and eat. We're the idiots. I mean, look, we're the mark. The system wants open borders, wants to get rid of our sovereignty, wants to merge us with the other American nations on the continent to drive down the wages and all the rest of it. They're just going to tell the cops they live by different rules. And Vicente Fox, 3.5 years ago, I went and bullhorned him at the Capitol and shut down his speech there at the governor's mansion. Got tape of that. Just type in Alex Jones confronts Vicente Fox into Google. Video will pop up for free for you. And he gave the city an award for not following federal law and doing this. It's criminal. The cops are criminal. Their bosses are criminal. The police chief, idiot, is criminal. You understand? And congressmen have said this. Tom Tancredo has called it criminal. It's criminal to violate federal law. I haven't even got into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. You know what? I'm sorry to Chris, Greg, Mark, Emily. I'm sorry to everybody. Ron, we can't take your calls. I've got to spend the last 10-minute segment on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I could have spent 3 hours on this. This is so important. When we get back, I'm going to cover it. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Okay, number one. There have only been two convictions of, quote, Al-Qaeda operatives in the war on terror. And one of them was an American citizen, Padilla, who they admitted that they had tortured, and who they then on the news announced had pled guilty to carrying out 9/11 when his trial wasn't even about that. And that basically all got thrown out. And this is the type of bizarreness we're witnessing. Then we've got Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who they grab out of nowhere, claim is the number three guy back in 2000. And three, they'd had him for almost 4 years, and I wanted to do a flashback for you out there. I wanted to show you the London Telegraph. This was also in the Associated Press back in September of 2003. CIA holds young sons of captured Al-Qaeda chief. Two young sons of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the suspected mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, are being used by the CIA to force their father to talk. Yosef al-Khalid, 9, and his brother, Abib al-Khalid, 7, were taken into custody in Pakistan last September when intelligence officers raided a flat in Karachi where their father was being held. And it goes on to admit that they last night CIA interrogators confirmed that the boys were staying at secret addresses and being interrogated by the CIA, and it goes on for two pages. Oh, yes, those 7-year-old kids. Man, Jack Bauer torture him, and, you know, it's a fantasy world. Just like your dollar still got the value it had, it's a fantasy world. Or our government's not criminals, a fantasy world. Just keep living in your fantasy. Just keep thinking the government's your friend, you idiots. I'm talking to those out there that'll buy anything. The founding fathers are literally rolling in their graves. You do not trust a government who secretly arrests someone for almost 4 years and then never lets them have a real trial, and then has some confession read out with an Air Force officer with his hand on Muhammad with a shock stunner around him in chains to a secret tribunal, and then even that transcript is heavily redacted. Now, we pointed this out the day after it went public, that the government says that Al-Qaeda didn't exist in 1993, and the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed didn't get active until 1996. And again, Al-Qaeda is really Al-Qaeda. And then they got a few patsies they throw in. But they claim that he ran the bombing in 93, which the New York Times admits the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers. I've made films about it. The point is the government bombed the World Trade Center the first time. That's on record. Not debatable. I told you Oklahoma City was an inside job. Now the former deputy FBI director has gone public saying government may have been involved. There should be a new investigation. His name's Danny Coulson. BBC, AP have all covered it. Please, it's all going to come out, and you're going to look really stupid. But no, you'll just rationalize yourself and say it was a good thing when it all comes out. In fact, I've had good old boys go, "Of course the government did it, Alex. It's business. You say we get things done." You know, like you're part of the system when you agree with it. KSM, the ultimate patsy, confesses, go back to sleep. You can trust a press release from a heavily redacted secret military tribunal of a torture detainee conducted by individuals representative of an oligarchy whose every deception, gross violation of U.S. law, and act of imperial bloodletting over the last 6 years rest on maintaining the orthodoxy of the official myth. So, number one, you can't believe someone who's been secretly held for 4 years in a camp and admittedly tortured, whose children have openly been threatened, and the CIA talked to the press about it. Oh, yeah, we got his kids and are threatening them. Oh, yeah. And they're trying to set that precedent with you. You also can't believe a government who's been caught lying about WMDs, yellow cake, aluminum tubes, mobile anthrax weapons trucks. They knew the whole time that was lies. We have the White House memo where they didn't accidentally lie. They said, we're going to lie and say they have WMDs. By the way, Iran's still shooting their mouth off. It's the only way Ahmadinejad looks strong. They've suspended the reactor at Bashar. The Russians aren't helping, and they haven't paid the Russians. It's all in mothballs. That's all over the foreign press. It's a big embarrassment for the Iranians. The brinksmanship worked. Government's still going to attack them. It doesn't matter. Again, I could talk for 2 hours about that, but we're almost out of time here. Oh, my gosh. And then the really big issue, where is it in my stack? He confessed to planning an attack on a bank complex that wasn't built until 2004 and that wasn't owned by the company until 2006. And I'm having one of those moments. Normally when this happens, I'm able to go to break and come back with it, but I had literally 10 different articles on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I'm trying to find the one. We broke the news. We discovered it. And here it is. I found it. Good. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. KSM confessed to targeting bank founded after his arrest. That's right. Fallacy of testimony exposes a story as the story blows up in the Pentagon's face. Again, he confessed to targeting a bank founded after his arrest. The fallacy of testimony exposing a story as it blows up in their face. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's alleged confession testimony has been thoroughly discredited after a merge that one of the targets he identified at Blank Plaza was not founded until 2006, 4 years after the Al-Qaeda mastermind's arrest. In his confession, KSM claims it was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and financing for the new or second wave of attacks against the following skyscrapers after 9/11. He went on to say, Bank Plaza, Washington State. KSM was arrested in March of 2003. According to the Bank Plaza's website, the organization was founded in early 2006, making it impossible for KSM to have even been known of the bank's existence before 2003, never mind plotting against it. The building wasn't even built, ladies and gentlemen. Skepticism about the legitimacy of KSM's confession has gushed forth from all quarters, leaving the credibility of the Pentagon and the process of military tribunals it runs, and provoking additional questions about why the Al-Qaeda mastermind admitted to involvement in such a vast range of plots. He also used American nomenclature, saying they were going to attack everything A to Z. He planned it all, A to Z. And they've had linguists and other speech experts and language experts look at this. He's talking the way a New Yorker would talk. Again, these are patterns. We know what Muslims and we know what Arabs, and depending on what's even subgroup, their speech patterns, the words they use, they have whole groups of science, whole groups of different sciences to look at this. But again, you can show the American people a fat bin Laden who's gained 150 pounds, whose nose has grown 2 inches, and then they do voice prints and it's not him. They can edit old videos of bin Laden in 99, 2000, release them every month as new bin Laden tapes, public believes it. It's always discredited back in the paper a week later. They've already admitted this is all fake now, mainstream news, but it's a quiet mention. Meanwhile, you'll have idiots at coffee shops and work go, hell, the government ain't involved in 9/11. That Khalid Mohammed man. I can't say the name. KSM. He admits he did it. Okay, fine. Just keep believing all this bull. And it goes on. U.S. senators urged to probe 9/11 suspects' claim of torture. CNN had a poll the day they released it, and 74% said they doubted the confession and believed it was obtained under torture. I have other polls here now as high as 95%. So 3 or 4 days after, now everybody knows. And this is blowing up big time. I mean, he confessed to 31 attacks and hundreds of others being planned. He confessed to attacks of buildings and companies that didn't exist. He confessed to 93 bombing, which is admitted to government op. That's admitted. And don't sit there out there in radio land if you're an enemy of truth and tell me I'm making that up. You go prove me wrong. You call in here next week and you tell me how I'm wrong, or you email me and you tell me how I'm wrong. Because you're going to go try to do it, you're going to find out it's true. I mean, I got tapes I can play right now of the informant for the FBI going, you gave me the money to build the bomb, I built it, they're going to bomb the World Trade Center, let's stop it. And they go, no, we're not going to stop it. And then he knew rightly they were setting him up and he recorded them. Yeah, I mean, the government doesn't like to have to attack the buildings themselves. They like to, you know, find some nut job to do it or hire up. Usually it's some one of their informants, military trained, who they're paying, who goes and sets the people up and then tries to direct it. But that never works right. They didn't park it up against the column properly, so it didn't bring one of the towers down. But so they totally cut out the middlemen on September 11th. Don't believe me? Just go research it for yourself. And as for Alberto Gonzalez, they're trying to say, well, Bill Clinton fired all 100 U.S. attorneys. Yeah, and it was wrong, because they wouldn't engage in corruption for him. But just because that was wrong doesn't mean this is okay. And the problem here is we've got U.S. attorneys going public saying, look, I'm a Republican, but they called me. I had senators calling me up saying, give me information on corruption probes and hurry these up. And I said I couldn't do it, so the Justice Department fired me. He goes, that's illegal in sealed indictments. It's about them doing illegal things. It's not about them firing the U.S. attorneys. Yes, they can fire U.S. attorneys. But you can't fire a U.S. attorney for not engaging in crime. But again, Berto Gonzalez says the president's above the law. He's in trouble for that. The FBI illegally spying on everybody. Now they've admitted it was illegal. It's ongoing, ladies and gentlemen. That is the tip of the iceberg. The tip of the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. God bless you all. Have a great week out there. We'll see you at InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.com, to all our affiliate sponsors, everybody. God bless you. You're great. Great job to the crew. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Defend liberty. Resist tyranny.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You can see the good.